Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So Joel Ingram's life is over. He killed a man because he was angry in a traffic situation in Sheridan last night, like 9 o'clock. Anyone know Joel? Does he have a short fuse? Does he have a gun in the car? Well, last night, according to cops, he used it and killed a guy over a simple traffic incident, which becomes very complex. I don't, as the kids say, I don't do road rage. I'm too old. I have three kids and a wife. If you tailgate me, I move over. If you shoot me in the finger, I laugh. I ain't racing you. I'm not getting on your bumper. I'm not giving you the middle finger. It ain't happening. I have no weapons, and I'm not dying, and neither is my wife or kids in a damn car because you're hacked off. It's not happening. I got enraged one time. I was in the car with Vince. He was a baby, so now he's almost 16, so this is a long time ago. I was exiting off the parkway to get into a Dormont. And a guy came up on my bumper and passed me on the inside and almost hit me. I accelerated. I pulled up beside him. Rolled down the window and told him to F himself. He could have hurt my... And I regret that to this day. Nothing happened. I said, you got kids in your car. You're a father. I'm going to lecture him. No, I was an idiot. Two idiots don't make one smart guy. Oftentimes, two idiots make one dead guy. This happened last night. Listen to this clip. It will break your heart. Listen.
RTCC shot spotter zone 6.
RTCC, go ahead.
701 Municipal Street, 2 rounds. Stop shooting on charts here.
701 Municipal Street, shoot 2 rounds on the shot spotter zone 15 at the start.
623, I'll start.
Two units back.
622 at my fire plan.
He's dead. They got into some kind of crap. At a stop sign or a red light, and he's dead, man. And Joel Ingram is charged with homicide. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Trevin, I like I said, I do get hacked off of people. I want to choke them the way they drive, but I don't get engaged, man. I'm done.
Understood.
Too old. Too many family members. What about you, Trevin? Do you get angry at people on the road?
I do at times. This is only one time, and that was not too long ago, and I shared this story with you and Patrick earlier. Maybe about 3 weeks ago, West End, heading to the bridge, and if people who drive that way, they know over there coming off of, as you go down through West End,
yep,
and you're heading towards, trying to get to the West End Bridge to come into the city.
Yep.
A guy cut me off as you're merging underneath that underpass. Now, that light is so long, I think people try to beat the first light because they know they're going to sit at the second light for a minute. And the only reason I got upset is because he almost hit my car. I had to right away, but he almost hit me because he was trying to cross over the middle lane to get to the far right lane so he could head to the south side. So I blew my horn at him.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, he's cutting me off, almost hits my car. And as I blow my horn, he cuts across, slows down, rolls down his window, gives me the finger, and starts cussing me out.
Oh.
I almost responded. But I thought about the show, and I am not lying. This has literally happened. I thought about the show that you, Patrick, and I did maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, and you said, walk away.
Walk away.
That I heard in my head at that particular time, and I said, stop.
So Patrick, you think of this guy who's now in jail on homicide charges and the family of the dead man. Joel Ingram's life is over based on a moment's worth of rage, Patrick. You know what I'm saying, brother, right?
One moment, couple of shots, and it's done.
Hey, I pulled these
numbers. One man's life is over, dead.
I pulled these numbers.
Another one, he's going to jail.
I pulled these. He's in jail. Murder charges. I pulled these numbers. This is insane, guys. Up to 1,000 traffic-related fatalities annually from road rage. Direct murder, over 100 people every year. The Gun Violence Archive. 130 people are killed in road rage incidents involving guns each year. This is crazy. NTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety, estimate reckless or aggressive driving overlaps with road rage that causes an average of 1,100 drivers and passenger fatalities. And AAA says 1,800 injuries from road rage. It's astounding. Patrick, do you get mad? Because I don't see you getting mad. Do you?
I do, but I usually tamp it down pretty well.
Have you ever had a road rage incident?
Oh, I've had people follow me. Yeah. I've gotten into it with people at intersections and when it gets heated, you got to walk away or drive away.
That's your temperament.
And if they don't stop, you got to pull into a police station or somewhere where there's people and they think twice about it.
And more than ever before, people have guns in their car. And in the blink of an eye, you say, I'm going to shoot that blankety blank. When I worked for NBC in Dallas, the photographers carried guns in Texas, open carry state. The photographers were very aggressive drivers. I love them, but they were. One of the guys driving cut someone off. And the guy came at us and tried to hit our car. My photographer reached under his seat to pull out his gun. And I looked at him. I said, pull over this damn car and let me out. I am not going to get shot. I am not going to watch you kill someone over anger on the road. None of us are that chill where we can manage this rage from the road. All of us have the capacity to make that choice. I ain't getting shot. I'm not getting my wife killed. I'm not getting my kids killed to make a point, because that's what ends up happening. More and more, we find folks that cannot manage their rage on the road. Play that clip one more time, Trevin. Folks, this just happened last night. Man's dead, shot in the head. Listen.
RTCC ShotSpotter Zone 6.
TCC, go ahead.
701 Municipal Street, 2 rounds. Stop showing on chart 2.
701 Municipal Street, shoot 2 rounds on the shot spotter. Bill 15 at the start.
623, Alfred.
Stay in at the back.
622 on my fire plan.
623, 622 on route 2114.
638, I'm getting out on the shot spotter. 638, I got somebody hit.
Copy, I'll start medic.
Send me more units.
20. Mills hit. Starting CPR. Okay. So welcome to 638. Repeat. Mills
hit in the head. Starting CPR.
Wow. He's starting CPR.
Wow. He's dead. Family's destroyed. Lives changed forever. He's dead. Over one moment at a stoplight. It's horrible. Horrible. Man.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Short show. I can't walk away from today's show without talking about the church fire in Mount Washington. There's so many moving parts. Number one, that church nearly burned to the ground. Thank God no one was hurt due to the professionalism in the way Pittsburgh Fire Department handled that fire. Was amazing. Number two, this is what happens in America today when we leave buildings vacant. That church was vacant since 2022, which I was surprised to hear. This is part of the annoyance of Mount Washington and the stubborn folks up there that don't want any development. They want nothing new. I lived up there. I watched this stupid routine. There are these radical old farts who want to preserve their parking space and reserve the crappy grocery stores and restaurants up there and the drug abuse and the crimes up there. And the way the whole environment has been destroyed because they won't allow new development and a new tax base. And that's what happened with that church. Abandoned since 2022, a developer tried to go in there and put in gorgeous new apartments, and the angry old farts with their chairs to preserve their parking space raised hell, and there it sits. Folks, there's an abandoned building slash restaurant that sits on the side of the hill up there in Mount Washington where they tried to put in a Ritz-Carlton 20 years ago. It's still abandoned. If I'm lying, I'm dying. They should be ashamed of themselves on Mount Washington. And this is the big picture stuff. Mount Washington should be like San Francisco. Gorgeous, vibrant, restaurants. None of that. There's a couple good restaurants. There's a couple beautiful homes. Behind that beauty, dilapidated homes, drug problems, violence problems, declining population, declining tax base. But those stubborn old farts up there don't give a damn. They dig in. And any time a developer wants to build something, it ain't happening. Try me. Regarding this fire. So what happened was, and a significant number of vagrants, bums, transients, whatever you want to call them, were in and out of that building. This is what happens. They decide to take up residence there. Period. The guy they arrested, who is not, at this point, charged as a suspect in this fire, Colton Normand, he came here in March from Idaho. Violent tendencies, fights with law enforcement, bad attitude, horrible track record. He was in that church living along with other transients, vagrants, whatever the hell you want to call them. They don't know if he started the fire. They don't know who started the fire, but they're looking at the possibility that someone in there lit something on fire, whether it was accidentally and intentionally, and started that building that burned it down. Regarding this suspect who's in jail, Colton Normand, here's what troubles me about America and cliches and hate and racism. He's transgender. Why am I telling you this? Because the picture of him when he's arrested shows him, in essence, topless, where he's in the process of having surgery to transition from a male to a female. He has breasts, okay? Neither here nor there regarding my life and what's going on. But what's happened is the folks who hate this community have decided to spread this venomous lie that transgender people start fires at synagogues and churches around the country because that's what they do. It's a bald-faced lie with no basis in fact at all. Your sexuality is none of my business. Whether or not you burn down a church is. Once he was brought into custody, I'm told he's been a horrible, horrible suspect. He's been charged with several crimes, but not this fire. I'm told he was extremely combative with police. I'm told he had to be tased just to be handcuffed at the jail. I'm told he has refused to cooperate with investigators. That has nothing to do with his sexuality. Nothing. What I can't stand is when you decide with your hate and rage that because this man is transitioning, that's what anyone who transitions does. Burns down a church or synagogue. It's a bald-faced lie. And it's the evil that tears us apart and destroys America bit by bit, piece by piece. Just saying.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.